This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome once again to another program of For a Better Life. And we were talking about arrogance, ghurur in Arabic, and the cure of arrogance according to Imam Ali alayhi salam. First of all, one must understand what arrogance is and where it comes from. Then, and only then, would you be able to realize how great a sin it is, or how great damage it can do to yourself and to the people surrounding you. Arrogance is a state of feeling important. You feel important, feeling that one has a special place that others do not have. Reality is taken from him or her, and he only uses his imagination. Everyone in reality, dear brothers and sisters, are nothing. We are nothing. Everybody is from dirt, and we will return to dirt. Oneself is also in real need. We are all in need. Our life, health, property are all in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hands. The verse in the Noble Quran says, Ya ayyuha an-nas antumul fuqara ila Allah wallahu huwa al-ghaniyyul hamid. O mankind, you all in sheer need, and Allah is the one free from any need, the praiseworthy. Huwa al-ghani, he is free from all need, and he is Hamid, the praiseworthy. So everything is dependent on Allah. We are all depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The commander of the faithful Ali alayhi salam says in this regard in Nahjul Balagha, the peak of eloquence, O creatures of Allah, Allah created you without you having a choice and takes care of you for as long as you are all alive. Man is naturally needy. He is in need, low, and in reality nothing. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, in another tradition, I'm surprised about the person who is arrogant. At the beginning, he was an unclean semen, and at the end, he will be a decomposed body, a decaying body, and between those two, he is good for nothing. Right now, under our skin, we have najis blood. We have blood which is considered impure. It is known what is in our stomachs and intestines, full of impurity. So why should we be arrogant in our lives, in the society, in our family? Arrogance is the reason behind many of the sins that we make, that we commit. One would not accept reality if arrogance is left to grow. One will even stand against the truth, brothers and sisters. One will even think that he himself is the truth. He will think that his own opinions and customs are correct and everyone else is wrong. He would not be a servant of Allah anymore. He would not reach the lofty station of being the servant of Allah, which we call Abdullah, the station of Abdullah is a very high station indeed. He will not serve Allah's friends, Awliya Allah, the Imams, the Prophets, the great scholars, the pure human beings who are considered Awliya Allah. They will be like those who were arrogant and stood up against the commander of the faithful Ali alayhi salam at the battle of Jamal, the battle of the camel, where some companions stood up against Imam Ali after they had paid their allegiance. Why did they disobey him? Why did they inflict so much suffering upon the Muslims. Thousands of Muslims were killed in the Battle of the Camel. Why, after they had paid their allegiance, did they break their allegiance? The reason for that is arrogance. Arrogance, arrogance.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
What is it that strengthens it? The first thing that creates arrogance is property, dear brothers and sisters. The natural result of an increase in wealth can be a reason for an ignorant person to form arrogance. Arrogance stems from ignorance, because a rational person would understand that wealth does not add anything to his existence. As we said previously, he is in sheer need. The human being is in sheer need. Everything in the creation is in sheer need to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no difference between him and a poor person, even if he has millions and millions of dollars. Even if he is the CEO of famous corporations. But when his wealth is increased, he sees himself better than poor people. But that poor person can actually be one of awliya Allah, one of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the presence of Allah, that poor person can actually be the one who is dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have you heard the tradition where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi was sitting with a rich person in the mosque, and suddenly a poor person entered and sat next to his rich brother in Islam? When he sat down, the rich person tucked his clothing in, and the Messenger of Allah saw what he did. And he asked him, "Why did you do that? Why did you tuck in your clothes? So he wouldn't be able to touch your clothes? Were you afraid that that poor person would transmit his poverty to you if he touched your clothes?" The rich person immediately became regretful. Alhamdulillah, he became regretful at that moment. Many of us do not become regretful at all. He became regretful and instantly did tawbah, and said that there is something within me that forces me to do these bad actions. What he meant was arrogance. Arrogance was within him. He said that he is regretful for his actions and want to make it up. He gave half of his belongings to his poor brother in Islam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi asked the poor person if he accepted that, and the poor companion of the Prophet said, "No, I would not accept his belongings." Why? Because I am afraid that if I take it, I would do the same thing to another poor person. Knowledge that one obtains from learning in a university, for example, is even worse than property. When one thinks that he is important because of his knowledge. And that is the second reason of why you have arrogance, which I will inshallah ta'ala talk about in future programs for a better life. Till next time, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all of seeking refuge in Allah from arrogance. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Your love is all I need. All I need. All I need. All I need. Love is all I need.